The last time the UNLV Rebels entered Mackey Stadium was in 2013 when they beat the Pack, shattering a nearly decade-long winning streak and sending the coveted Fremont Cannon Trophy back to Las Vegas. The Wolfpack reclaimed that trophy last season. Nevada Athletic Director Doug Knuth says that behind that cannon, there's a rivalry that fans relish.
You know, the reality is what happens on the field and what happens on the basketball court, what happens in the whenever we play against UNLV, it kind of heightens the intensity for our teams.
Tomorrow night, the Pack won't have star lineman Rakeem Yates, a top defensive tackle in the Mountain West Conference, who was suspended after last week's game. But Knuth has high hopes for another team leader, quarterback Tyler Stewart, who took the starting job this season.
Tyler went to practice every day, went to weights, went to workouts, and did everything he had to do to be ready. And now he's got his chance to perform and shine and become the guy, and he's doing it.
Stewart debuted in last year's Battle for Nevada as the number two quarterback behind alumni and four-year starter Cody Fajardo. Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.